Suck on that, losers. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What you see is what you get with Females for Hire. And it's a lot more than you have ever seen. Yes, Females for Hire makes the happy hooker look like Mother Goose. It's all here, all of it, with everything left in and nothing left out. The story of the jungle they call the street and the girls who have become the most dangerous game on earth. Here is the marketplace, the buyers and the sellers, the conners and the conned, the dream and the nightmare. Females for Hire. They guarantee you a good time.
Uh-huh.
The contract doesn't say you'll come out alive. You're playing with fire.
Fire?
With Females for Hire.
Rated X.
From Independent International, rated R.
R.
Under 17.
Hard R.
Without parents.
The Don and Mike Show.
The hardest of hard R's.
What you see is what you get. With Females for Hire.
Vagina! Vagina!
Like paying for sex with a bad hooker. The Don and Mike Show.
Wow.
Boobs, your girls, bosoms, tatas.
Yeah.
Hey, hey. Oh, ho. Oh.
Well, we've been told, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Turn that off. We indeed have found ourselves a person who has a mom who is an exotic dancer.
Wonderful. Now we are asking for the imposters. Mm-hmm. That's right, all of you. All of you posers there that would like to pretend that you have a mom that is a stripper.
Light them up right now at 877-365-3636. This will be easy pickings for our man Joe. Joe, we've got one real... is it a guy or a girl? Well, don't tell us, Rob.
Yeah, we shouldn't know that. Yeah,
it's,
no, we shouldn't. That's too
woman,
much information.
A person. And we will we'll get the one real person and the five impersonators.
Mm-hmm. And then we're going to ask a series of questions, and then
right. We
are all going to guess
who's telling the truth.
And again, you win $100, maybe you win $200, maybe you win $1,000 if it's your mom.
Mm-hmm.
So call now, fakers. Come on, posers, call in.
Yeah. Posers, little bitty posers.
Joe's going to get that thing done, and meanwhile...
Get her done, Don.
Thank you, Rob.
I'm gonna, got a lot of money.
I'm going to research that this weekend. I want you to know that. I'm going to research that this weekend.
I bet you're going to occupy all of your spare time with
that. To find out the net worth of Larry the Cable Guy.
And I will be living on Tim Allen websites this weekend. As a matter of fact, I was thinking about it. Just since we did that, that's all I've been doing is thinking about, you know, Tool Time and that little character in Toy Story, Buzz Lightyear.
Tool Time, indeed.
All those wonderful times. Yeah.
I'll loan you some DVDs.
I bet the lady we get to talk to eventually, she knows about Tool Time, too, doesn't she?
Oh, I turned it on because you went over there, Professor.
No, I'm straightening up.
Tidying up. Just passing through.
Listen to this. Mike, this is for you.
All right.
CBS, just going to wait here while we're waiting for the five or six posers to call. Right. CBS has a brand new game show where a divorcing couple faces off against each other in competitive challenges. The show is called Belongings.
And do you compete for the belongings?
Yes, you do.
Oh, my God.
This is another one of those shows that will either be absolutely great for at least one time, or it'll be absolutely awful.
Sounds a little Springer-esque to me.
Sure. It's supposed to go on the air this summer. The show is called Splitsville.
Splitsville, I can only imagine the type of human beings that are going to be going on this show.
At CBS, our parent company, also was announced this week that they're putting... Buzz, did you see this? You're kind of a media file.
I try to follow this. What do you got?
They're putting classic TV shows online.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what a waste of bandwidth. Can you imagine spending time on the web watching The A-Team?
Ugh.
How about Buck Rogers in the 25th century?
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Bad shows.
Nice, huh?
Miami Vice.
Right. Dated.
Melrose Place.
They keep doing this. It's gonna bump off all our porn.
And MacGyver.
They're going to do Twilight Zone, which is the one series I would download, but NBC just put out a list of classic shows they're going to be putting online, and their list is just as lame as CBS's.
And isn't this the long-range concern over everybody that has anything to do with the internet,
right,
that we're using up bandwidth with all this crap?
There is concern, especially about
Dr.
downloading.
Chip bandwidth.
As we start downloading movies, it actually uses up the bandwidth and
very dangerous.
Clogs the internet.
You can say that all you want. All I know is I'm going home, and I'm watching Kojak all weekend, and they put the entire
entire series up at NBC.
I didn't like the A-Team when you could see it over the air.
And one more thing before we get to these calls. Valerie Bertinelli has done an interview for Oprah, and she reveals that she had a Coke problem back in the day, and that she cheated on our man, Edward Van Halen.
Whoa! That's because Eddie was wasted all the time.
Here she is.
Look, I wasn't an angel either. I mean, I cheated too. Right. Wow. And he claims to this day that I cheated first, but I don't know.
Well, the way you wrote it, you cheated first.
I did?
Yeah.
I forgot I actually put it in the book. Oh, I put that in the book.
Vagina!
I'm not happy.
What about the vagina?
Vagina!
Hey, back in the day with Valerie Bertinelli, I'm sure there were plenty of suitors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's cute. She always had the big moon pie face.
Right.
Not much in the boob department.
No, and now she kind of looks, well, has she lost all her Jenny Craig weight?
I guess so.
Most of it.
Because I've seen Queen Latifah now, and the spots with her are so funny.
Oh, her spotting?
Yeah, her spotting. Think about it. Ah, baby. It's Queen Latifah. I don't want to lose 100 pounds. I don't want to lose 50 pounds. I want to lose about 10 pounds. And I'm thinking, you want to do that, honey? Go take a dump. who wants to go on Jenny Craig?
That's what she is.
To lose 10.
As much weight as you want to lose. Uh-huh. That's what she is comfortable losing.
You don't want to lose 10?
She likes being big.
Change your shoes. Change your underpants.
I'm going to lose 10 pounds.
10 pounds.
I am taking off my jewelry.
Please.
Right now.
All right, well, all the calls are there. Joe says we're ready to go.
All right. All right, I've got pen and paper ready for this,
too. Now, let's see. We'll have Mike, you and me and Buzz will be the judge and jury.
We're the Inquisition, right?
Robbie, you can't play Professor because
he knows.
He's on the screen. And Joe can't play just because he's Joe.
Joe.
Very good.
So here we go.
Whose mother is the stripper?
Welcome to round number one of My Mom is an Exotic Dancer. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk to 6 people. Then we will pick the person that we think has the mom who's the exotic dancer.
All right. Very good.
Contestant number one for you to consider is Brendan. Hello, Brendan.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Brendan.
Excuse me, Brendan, where are you from?
From Middletown, Delaware. I had two friends. I wasn't even listening today. And two friends of mine, two goofs, called me up.
So, Brendan, you talk frequently about your mom being an exotic dancer.
I tried not to, honestly.
Well, obviously, if your friends called you, they were aware of the fact that your mother was indeed a stripper.
They go in there. They think it's funny.
Now, is your mom currently an exotic dancer?
Yes.
Where does she work?
At the Classic in Dover, Delaware.
At the Classic
Dover. It's called The Classics?
The Classics.
Does your mom take everything off?
No, just the top.
Uh-huh. Just the top? She is not a bottomless dancer?
No, they don't have those here.
How old is your mom?
41.
Obviously, your friends know your mom's a dancer. How do they react to that? Do they hassle you? Do they lust after your mom?
You know what? I'll be honest. They've lusted after her for a while.
And you say your mom is 41 years old?
Yeah, she's...
Classic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Classic.
Has she had augmentation, Brendan?
Yeah, she had a lift and a breast augmentation, I would say around 5 years ago.
Why does your mom at this point dance? Have you ever asked her? What's her reason for being a dancer?
Because, I'll be honest, she loves it. I'm 24. She had me when she was 16. She loves it. I would love for her to get out of it. I've made a good bit of money. I make about 6 figures now, and I'm really trying to get her out of it, but she loves it. I mean, she loves just... doing her Pilates and her CrossFit, you know, during the week. And
so she works hard on her body.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the only way, you know, a 41-year-old can get out there and do it. I just freaking become a secretary, you know, do medical billing. I don't care.
And, Brendan, I have to ask you this question.
Sure.
Have you ever had the pleasure of going into the Classics and seeing your mother dance?
No.
Then I must ask, who is the celebrity that you believe your mom most resembles?
Good. And you can tell us with clothes on.
Some say, you know, like a better looking Goldie Hawn, like when she was, like, still, you know.
Right. So your mom is kind of petite?
Yeah. I mean, she's about 5'2". Yeah.
How big are your mom's boobs?
Yeah. Oh, gosh, 34C.
Mommy boobies.
What? I got one more question for you, Brendan. What does she make a week?
She makes about $250 a night. She works about three nights a week. So, I mean, 750 a week.
Okay. And, Mike, that's it. Our time to interview contestant number one is over.
That was Brendan. Not a bad interview with Brendan.
Pretty good.
Jury is still out. We'll let you know what our picks are as we get down to the end here.
If he's a poser, he did well.
Very nice job, Brendan.
1 out of 6.
Okay, here's our next person. Hi, what's your name? Don and Mike Show. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Mark.
Mark, hi, where are you from, Mark?
Ashburn, Virginia.
Mark, how long has your mom been an exotic dancer?
Going on about 4 years this summer.
4 years. Where does your mom work there, Mark?
She works at Vixens out in West Virginia.
Now, how is it your mom just got into the biz 4 years ago?
She has been working there for years. She's a bartender, sort of takes care of the other girls, but about 2 years ago, she started doing it every weekend. It was when they filled in when the girls would show up, but about 2 years ago, she does it. It started 2 years ago. She does it every Thursday and Friday.
How old is mommy?
She is 48.
Wow. Does she take it all off?
They take it all off out there, man.
Wow. Yeah. I will tell you that the age group for the area of the country that Mark is talking about, it is a definitive possibility.
How much do you think your mom makes a week?
I know bartending, she works Tuesday, Sunday, Monday. She said she was pulling about $2,250 a shift there, but when she strips, it's anywhere from $3 to $5.
Mark, how did you find out that your mom had gone from bartending to dancing?
My stepfather.
He told you?
Yeah, he told me, hey, don't head down there anymore, because we would go down when she bartended, because she would hook us up, take care of us on the tab.
Right.
But I get a call from him one night and said, don't go in there, because, you know, she had decided to start dancing.
How did you take the news when you heard that? That your mom was dancing.
It creeped me out, man, because pretty much if you go to those strip clubs out there, it's everybody from Northern Virginia, and that's where I grew up, and, you know, so, you know, people know my mom. I grew up around here, so.
Does she live in the area? Does she live in the area?
She moved out there. She moved out to the Charleston area, but we grew up over
be
here.
Close to the money, I understand.
Who is the celebrity that you think your mom most resembles with her clothes on?
I would say she's muscular, always been fit. She used to run, so I would say maybe Demi Moore, but like a G.I. Jane Demi Moore.
All right.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, thank you. You know what, again?
Yeah.
Even if he's fine BSing job. Us, and I think that might have been BS.
And I do
very
too,
well
but,
done.
But West Virginia, known for their elderly strippers. They've been known for that for quite some time.
Treat them with respect.
Boobs, your girls, bosoms, tatas.
Right.
Have you ever been in a joint and seen a mother-daughter combination?
Tell the audience the truth about you and your boobies.
I do not believe I have.
Mons Venus, Tampa, Florida.
You did, really?
I'll never forget it as long as I live.
Oh, you're the man.
Yeah. And she came over, and as a matter of fact, it was my buddy was getting a lap dance, and she said, and that's my daughter right over there.
Oh, wow.
Okay, Mike, yeah. Go play the lottery today. Yeah. You're the winner on this show.
Yeah. And I had another sip of the vodka that I'd had to smuggle in.
Oh, hold on a second. We got to have our stripper music. There we go.
Time for 3 out of 6.
Here's our third contestant. Let's say hi to Just Plain Fred.
Hey, Fred.
Hi, Fred.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Right said. Fred, where are you from?
I'm from Stafford, Virginia.
Fred, how long has your mamo been an exotic dancer?
33 years now.
Wow. 33?
33 years.
How old is your mom?
She is 72.
Oh, no. Fred.
Hold on, we got to leave him in, Mike.
Fred, your mother is
She works at the senior homes. She does private parties at the senior homes.
Uh-huh.
So she comes in, does a little dance, and plays around with her vagina.
Does she take her clothes off at the senior home?
She goes all the way.
Oh, no. I don't believe this for a second.
Let him continue, though. I think it's funny.
The senior home. So how does she get her gigs, Fred? Do the other people in the... She doesn't live in the nursing home, does she?
She is a local around the town. She walks around, tries to have a good time all the time.
And she goes into rest homes and strips?
She goes into the senior home. They have private parties for the older gentlemen.
Right.
About 95 to 96. And she goes in and takes her clothes off and plays with her vagina.
Okay. You said that.
Who is the celebrity that...
Vagina!
...that you think your mom most resembles?
Barbra Streisand.
I have no questions for this witness.
I have no more questions for Fred either.
I thank you guys. I love you guys.
I just want to point out that a lot of times it may not be a strategy, but it's worked out.
It has been a strategy in the past where they're so bad that they expect us not to believe
them. Could be fooling us.
Could be. Mm-hmm. Could be. Here's number
4.
Let's say hi to Katie. Or Kate. Kate?
Yeah.
Hi, Kate. How you doing?
I'm fabulous.
Hi, Kate. Where are you calling from?
Reno.
Okay, now this...
Kate, your mother is a stripper?
Oh, absolutely.
And because she's from Reno, this is one that could have...
She's in Arkansas.
Have some meat behind it.
Your mom strips in Arkansas?
Kate, the first question I'm going to ask you is, how old are you?
I'm 53.
And how old will your mom be?
She's 72 this month.
72.
We have another 72-year-old. Kate, you are 53 and your mother is 72 and she still strips?
Yeah, she's about 40 years, yeah.
Where does she strip?
And I think it's still called the Kit Kat Club.
The Kit Kat Club.
Wait a minute, a club where men pay money?
Yeah, it's Arkansas.
And what does your mom do in the club?
She strips.
I mean, does
not
she...
all the way, just topless.
Just topless. Does your mom do lap dances?
No.
Did your mother raise you doing this?
Absolutely, yeah.
She's been a stripper all her adult life?
All of her adult life, yeah.
Do you think over the course of her career she ever took it to the next level? Do you think she ever sold anything besides the show?
I don't think so. No.
Who is the celebrity that you think? Who's the celebrity that you think your mom most resembles?
Sophia Loren.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
So she's got exotic good looks. Kate, have you ever stripped?
No.
No, you never got into the family business?
No, I never got into the family business.
Do you have any idea how much your mom is making now?
Quite a bit, you know. She's $200-$300 a shift. She works, just 3 days a week or so now.
Have you ever watched her strip?
A long time ago, sure.
At 72, when do you think she's planning on retiring?
I don't know. As long as they pay her, she'll keep doing it.
Wow. All right, that's all right. Kate.
Thank you, Kate.
I'd like to point out, with both Fred and Kate, we have two strippers now that are supposedly 72 years of age. And, you know, I tell you, it's confusing me a little bit. Because you're right. Sometimes that's a strategy.
And it could be true.
You never, ever know.
Probably not.
I will say to everybody that the stripper we have on today's edition has been verified.
Right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Are we missing the sixth caller?
I guess so. Did he drop off?
I guess so.
Well, my head is swimming. I'm glad we only have five.
Let's say hi to Mike. Hello, Mike.
How's it going, Donna, Mike?
Hey, Mike, what's happening? Where are you calling from, a friend?
I'm calling from Sacramento, California.
That's one strike against you right away.
Yeah, absolutely. And your mother's a stripper?
Yes, she is.
How long has she been a stripper? How old is your mom?
My mother is 36. I'm 18. She's been off and on for like 10 years.
Where does she strip?
She strips at Gold Club Centerfolds here in Sacramento.
Wow. How old were you, Mike, when you found out your mom was stripping?
Probably about 9 or 10 years old.
Wow. Did that screw you up? Or did your friends...
No, she's a single mother trying to raise me, so I kind of realize it now. Is it why she had to do it.
She go topless and bottomless?
Yeah, it's fully nude there. There's no alcohol there.
Oh, you have to bring... Can you bring your own alcohol in?
Negative.
Negative. You can't drink any alcohol.
Does your mom do lap dances?
Yeah. She does the lap dances and the pole thing. And
you say you're 18, so you have to be 21. Do you have any older friends that have gotten into the club and seen mom perform?
Oh, you could be 18 in that club.
Okay, so have your friends seen her? Have your friends seen her perform?
I'm not proud of it, but
the story starts to fall apart, or does it? Who's the celebrity that you think your mom most resembles?
She's all redhead, so I'd have to say like Cindy Crawford.
Cindy Crawford, your mom keeps herself in good shape.
She does like yoga and exercises like 3 to 4 times a week.
Are you at all embarrassed that your mom's a stripper?
It kind of embarrasses me, but she's pretty much got to do what she's got to do to it.
You have a good relationship with your mom?
Yeah. It's not all that great, but
being objective, what's the best part of your mom's body?
I'd have to say her breasts.
And what college will you be going to?
Excuse me?
Thank you. All right. So is that all five that we have there?
We only go with five, Rob?
Yeah, I think so.
I didn't mean to wake you from your nap. I mean, you're the one that knows if we've got the winner on the line or not. So,
well, we have Brendan, Mark, Fred, Kate, and Mike. Those are the five that we have so far.
Right. Well, we're gonna have to take a break and scratch our heads and figure out. But Mike, I'm
strippers ranging in age from 33 to 72.
We got five there, and I definitely need a recap, please, so I can try to finalize my decision. Could you please give us a recap, Mike?
Don, we had Brendan. He's from Middletown, Delaware. His mom, I forgot the age, didn't write that one down, but she works at the Classics, and I believe that she is one of the younger strippers that we have. Contestant number two was Mark. And here, foolish me, I thought at 48, Mark's mother was a little long in the tooth to be a stripper at a club called Vixens in West Virginia. Mm-hmm. On line number three, we had Fred. Fred is 33, which perked all our ears up when we found out that Fred's mother is 72 years old and goes around doing shows at the local senior centers. For the guys, of course.
Great story. Don't know if it's true, but great story.
Well, as shocked as we were by that, imagine our surprise when we got Kate on the line, and Kate told us that she was 53 and her mother was also 72 and still strips at the Kit Kat Club. And then,
love it.
Finally, Mike, and Mike was from Sacramento, which is a warning sign anytime we get anybody participating in our reindeer games. Mike's mother is 36, works at Gold Club Centerfolds, and resembles Cindy Crawford.
Totally
and, he said she's got to do what she's got to do.
And she's got good boobs.
And right. Very nice boobs, and I think does yoga as well.
Sure.
So those are your five contestants. Now here's the joy. You can play with yourself in your car. Uh-huh. See if you can pick the winner. When we come back, Mike and I and Buzz will each stand up and say that we think so-and-so is the one whose mom is the exotic dancer.
And just remember, it's not always the most plausible story.
I know.
Sometimes it's the most outrageous story.
Right.
If we choose you and you're lying, you get $100. If the person fools all of us, it's $1,000. But either way, when we come back, we'll find out whose mom is the dancer, and we'll call the mom.
Very good.
That's good.
Looking forward to that. I'm very confused.
Good game. Yeah.
I'm very confused, and I'll tell you what's confused me. It's the two 72-year-olds.
I got it down to two. I've got it down to two, and I got news for you. They're both over the age of 70. The two that I believe are both over the age of 70.
Oh, good. Well, you've already tipped your hand now.
Not a bad guess.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know.
I know.
We are
good
just,
times for Fred and Kate.
Could be bluffing.
We are just discussing.
For 33-year-old Fred and 53-year-old Kate.
But then again, the first guy had a very believable story and a very believable rap.
Right.
I might surprise everybody.
The last guy's just an idiot.
Well, so, that's why I might surprise everybody.
Okay. We'll vote. We'll find out when we come right back.
Good. This is the Don and Mike Show.